Here's a challenge that might be interesting. Can you make a faceless portrait that is interesting? That is a much more difficult thing to do than it sounds on the surface. Our human brains are geared to see and recognize faces. It's such an important part of our comprehension of the world that a faceless human being bugs us, as many a horror film has demonstrated. This photograph by Bill Zorn presents us with a perfectly faceless person, but it seems perfectly natural because of the lighting, because of the mood, because of the gesture, because of the activity that the person is engaged in. We're almost relieved that we can't see the person's face because we don't want to intrude on their prayers. I got curious about this after I did this post about Bill Zorn's work and looked through my own archives to see if I had any faceless portraits that were interesting. I have to admit, I didn't have a single one. It's a very difficult thing to do. Well, at least it's a very difficult thing for me to do. And I might challenge you to go back and look at your archives. And if, like me, you find you don't have any successful faceless portraits, it does seem like an interesting photographic challenge, doesn't it? I know it's one I'll be experimenting with the next time I'm presented with an opportunity to try such a technique.